I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And today is Monday, May 1st, my four-year anniversary of my marriage, and May Day. And today, I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder, and springtime. Oh, before we do that... I always like to give you guys a little snippet of something that's been exciting for me lately in my life. And my son finally decided on what college he wanted to go to. And he has been accepted to and enrolled in California Maritime University. It's a CSU down in Vallejo. And he'll be studying international business and logistics. It's such a sophisticated sounding degree. I'm really excited for him. His heart is to go into the military. And my heart is I've spent the last 18 years raising him, making him safe, right? Keep making sure he's fed, he gets to school on time, he has healthy lunches, putting him in after-school programs that will develop him socially and cognitively and make him well-rounded. And as a mom, all I can hear when he says the military is all of that work and all of my love that's been poured into him, and now he's going to go and risk his life. And so I do a lot of reframing. So it's something that I teach my clients, and then I also have to do on a regular basis all the time about a lot of things. And this thing in particular, telling myself, I have been praying for him regularly his whole life that God will lead him to where he needs to use him, that God will show Aiden where he needs to be in his destiny and where, how God wants to use him. And you never know. I mean, this kid he loves the Lord. I mean, he is anointed by the Holy Spirit. I don't know. He just has such a devotion to God. It's just crazy. So, I mean, all the people whose lives he'll touch who need the Lord before they go into battle, or I just keep reminding myself that he's doing what he's meant to be. But then also there's this little piece of my mommy heart that says, I changed my degree several times. I was going to be a teacher, and then I worked in the corporate arena, and now I'm a therapist, and college kind of does that. And so maybe he'll change his mind about putting himself in danger. I know. He wants to go to the Navy, and everyone says, oh, that's the safest one, but he wants to be a Navy SEAL. And that is not the safest one. But we'll see. Maybe some of that is ego. Well, let's hope. Because I don't know if that's what is going to lead him, since he is trying his best to follow God's direction. Anyways, I guess that wasn't a fun little snippet. Kind of got deep there. All right. Well, I am a mommy of an 18-year-old boy and an 18-month-old boy. So it's not like it's ever going to get easier. My mommy's heart is like wearing it right out there. And I have verbal diarrhea about them all the time because I love them so very much. But today we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. And you think, well, why would Jessica talk about that? It's beautiful. It was a beautiful weekend. We've got... The 14-day forecast doesn't show any kind of rain for another 14 days. Why is this even important for today? Well, it's important for today because a lot of people have been struggling over this last winter. This is the darkest and stormiest winter that we've had in a long time. And while a lot of places in the country have seen this kind of weather over the years, we here in Chico and Northern California have not seen it. So it's really impacted a lot of people. And now they've been stuck in this rut. They've been going through the motions, existing, living their life, not thriving in their life. And now the sun is out and they feel like, I should be really excited. And I do feel more hopeful and I do feel happier, but I feel like I should be more of everything, more exuberant, more proactive, more thoughtful, more exercisey, more spring cleaning-ish. And their heart wants to be that way. But they've been in this phase of seasonal affective disorder for so many months that their heart wants it and their mind wants it. But there's just something in them that's holding them back. They just can't quite put that foot forward. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, because sometimes when we're in that situation, definitely always go talk to your MD, your doctor, about if he thinks that medication is right for you. They've done brain scans that show differences in brain of someone who is suffering from clinical depression. And sometimes having medicine for the short term can help jump you out of it while you learn the new skills that you need to be able to keep you out of it. Okay, we're going to the commercial break. So I want to remind you that my name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, working under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And my intern number with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences is IMF69783.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Monday host of Chico Now. And today we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, SAD, recognizing it, treating it, and moving forward in springtime. You may not be living up to the expectations that you had for yourself when it finally got sunny outside. And I whipped it out at the very end of the last segment, but I usually try to give that disclaimer in the beginning of the segment. So I just completely forgot. I was so excited to talk about this topic. So let me just make sure I reiterate it one more time, because it's the law. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me and all of my colleagues at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Also, this is a 30-minute episode, so I want to make sure that you're aware that if something triggers you, if you can recognize yourself in what we're talking about, not to only utilize this station as your source of healing, but to look for somebody in your community who is qualified on diagnosing and treating diagnoses, who can work with you on this. So that would be a licensed or intern marriage and family therapist, a licensed clinical social worker or their associate, or a clinical psychologist. They are all qualified in this topic. But also, I like to have people read articles online, pray. When you go into a deep prayer and you're really in that deep meditative prayer, that changes your brainwaves. So you're speaking with the Lord, you're communicating with the Lord, and you're also changing your brain activity. Like, that's a win-win. That's a dual purpose right there. So, and when you're changing your brain activity, you're going to that alpha wave, you're getting a lot of healing in your soul, a lot of healing in yourself, and you're getting a lot of restoration. Do I think that that is pure science? I do not. I think that we were created that way. The Lord wants us to go into that deep meditative prayer. So why wouldn't he also create healing for our physiology while we're doing that? So I thought I'd read a list of seasonal affective disorder symptoms. And usually when I'm sitting here in front of the microphone, I don't have my DSM, the Diagnostical Statistical Manual for Therapists on our, the way that we diagnose. I just go online and I Google because that's a really big, heavy book to have to carry around with me, right? I leave that at the office. So I went online, and this is from helpguide.org. So I want you to think about, could I have seasonal affective disorder all of this winter? As it's been rainy and gloomy and dark, and it gets dark so early and it gets light so late, and oh, it's just been raining and raining and raining. Here are some symptoms. I feel like sleeping all the time, or I'm having trouble getting a good night's sleep. I'm tired all the time. It makes it hard for me to carry out daily tasks. My appetite has changed, particularly more cravings for sugary and starchy foods. I'm gaining weight. I feel sad, guilty, and down on myself. I feel hopeless. I'm irritable. I'm avoiding people or activities I used to enjoy. I feel tense and stressed. I've lost interest in sex and other physical contact. So those are some of the, if any of those resonate with you. So that depressed mood, low self-esteem, loss of interest in activities you used to enjoy, that's called anhedonia. And that's a really big sign. A lot of times when I'm providing counseling to somebody and I'm trying to think to myself, you know, what could be going on for them? Once they bring that up, that anhedonia, that's when I really start paying attention and thinking, I think this person is suffering from some depression, and I start asking more probing questions regarding depression. Okay, so stay tuned. We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM and 930 AM. You can also listen to us live streaming online at kkxx.net. If you missed part of this episode today, you can go online and listen to the podcast and listen to the beginning. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder and springtime. And that's kkxx.net. You find the box that says podcasts, drop down, choose the item that says Chico Now. And then you'll either choose my name. It either says Jessica Wilkerson or it says Helping People. I can't remember which one. I don't go to it that often, to confess. I just come in and I record my radio show every week. Okay. And sometimes I record a couple at once, but not this week. Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about how you might have been struggling with seasonal affective disorder over the summer or over the winter. And now it's springtime and we are, sorry, I can't look at that. I was looking at the little list again, just because I am sometimes a little ADD, but it's too distracting. Okay, put it aside, way over there. So it's springtime, and you had all these expectations. You kind of knew that over the winter things were feeling glum, and maybe you experienced a little bit of sad, but you can cope and you can get by, and you didn't really feel like going to your doctor about medication, and now it's springtime, and you feel like, okay, it's spring. I'm going to get out and be in the sunshine. I'll work in the yard. I'll go on walks. It's light longer, so I'll stay up later. And you're feeling like it's been a week or two, and you should be a little bit farther along in your recovery than you are right now. And I want to tell you a couple of things. I want to validate that it's a very real thing, that it's not you being weak, or that's not you being unable to cope, or there's nothing wrong with a person who experiences sad. There's nothing absolutely wrong with who you are as a person, and admitting to yourself or admitting to other people that you need help, that actually is strength. Being able to say, I'm struggling right now and I don't know what I need, but I need more than what I'm getting, and reaching out is a strength. And that is what the Bible talks about, right? Being in a community, being built to be in relationship with other people. It wasn't good for Adam to be alone, so he was created a partner. And so we are intended to be in community. Even the Lord himself is in community as the Trinity, right? So trying to carry a burden all alone, not knowing why it's that way or where, how you got that way, none of that matters. How you got that way or why you're that way. The fact is that it's existing, and you're not sharing it with anyone else. And so a lot of times that will feel hopeless. And that just exacerbates the situation. It just takes it to the next level. So I want to validate and normalize for you that this is something that so many people have, so many people struggle with. This is why suicides and homicides are higher in the winter, and especially in those parts of the country that are dark longer and rainy longer, like Seattle, because it's so widespread and it's so normal. And so I want you to just own that normalness of it. Now, what are there some things you can do? You can get medication, and that is very helpful. And I am not opposed to medication. Do I think everyone needs to be on it all the time forever? No, not everybody. There are some people who have such a severe depression that it's not healthy for them to get off of it, that they need it and it's working. And those folks have a better life for that. And there are folks who they have SAD or they have a low grade of depression used to be called dysthymia. Now they changed it. They changed the names of all these different things when the new DSM came out. Anyways, and so those do get help with medication. It's true. But there's also other non-medication things you can do. And the hard part, and this is why I say that sometimes getting on a low dose of a medication helps you kick into gear. Because the things that you need to do to help yourself out of it without medication are often the very things that are so difficult to do when you're experiencing SAD or low-grade depression. So 30 minutes of physical activity a day where it's difficult to have a conversation. So not just like a little stroll and you're having a conversation with your spouse or your friend. That's not going to do it. You need to pick up the pace a little bit. Maybe put on your headphones, listen to some music, break a little bit of a sweat. I mean, you don't have to run a marathon, but 30 minutes. And you can break up that 30 minutes into 3 10-minute increments and still get the same equal amount of benefit to your brain. So if you don't have time to do 30 minutes, that's one of them. Another one is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Since we're running out of time, I want to encourage you to Google, or whatever search engine you use, CB as in boy, or behavior, T, CBT for depression. And what that looks at is, how is the way you think affecting your behavior? And how is the way your behavior affecting the way you think? Then how are each of those affecting your emotions? It's a big circle. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now.